Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing today? I pray that you're doing great because you know what? This is a day that the Lord has made and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. You know why? Because He has made us glad. Thank you once again for tuning in. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And if you are a faithful listener, hi, how are you? Thank you so much for your love and support, and I hope you stay with us. And even you, being your first time, I hope you continue to support this program as well. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. I'm also live right now on that TuneIn app. That TuneIn app is on any electronic device, and you know, I didn't even realize it was on your TV, especially if you have a smart TV and you have all those apps. And I was scrolling one day trying to find Tubi on there, and I saw, oh, there's the TuneIn app, so it's on your TV. You can listen to us in your living room, your bedroom, your family room. You have access to WGH Talk. Okay, now, if you're trying to do it on your cell phone, go to your Play Store, type in TuneIn app, download it, and once you download it, type in WWGH. Okay, I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. If you just want to be a part of the show, you might even have some questions. But if not, thank you once again for tuning in. I need to share with you some other supporters that we have, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. And that number is 740-382-8552. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce, every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place October the 18th of 2025. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. and that will take place at the above mentioned address, 285 North Main Street. They are also having dinners this Saturday. I'm going to go over there and give you the information. They may still have dinners that you can get. Let me see here. I think I found it and sorry. I hope I did. Put it on my page. Yes. There is a number you can call. 614-203-8650. This is their second event. I missed the first one. So the other number, 740-251-7904. Barbecue dinners. You can get a half slab of ribs, two chicken quarter dinners, or a full slab of ribs for $36. Donation of $36. The half slab is $28. Sides, macaroni and cheese, baked beans, green beans, potato salad, corn casserole, corn slaw. Proceeds will benefit Gifts from Granny. They have a ministry that they help the needy people. Even have a big Christmas giveaway. They have a school giveaway. They really do a lot for the community. And they really work hard, those sisters. Okay. You can pick these dinners up at 164 Fairground Street, Marion, Ohio. And I think that's from noon until 5 o'clock. That goes for Logos Christian Ministry. We also have Cheryl Lee. Please continue to pray for her. She's having health challenges. Anyone else you know need to be lifted up in prayer, please do. Neighbors, friends, family members, let us remember those who are in need and need a healing touch from the Lord. And it doesn't matter what they are going through. Let us remember to lift up our brothers and sisters to the Lord, because He is the only one who can change things circumstance, the situations, and the hearts of men and women. Okay, now, also pray for the Good News Club, which is in all Marion City County and all North Union City and County elementary schools, that they have a good year and that, you know, more and more youth participate in this program. That's been around here in Marion since, I think, 2009. Okay, I used to be a part of that, but I'm into other ministries right now. So, okay, now that's that. I have some more announcements. This one will be coming up really, really soon. There will be, one is today, Thursday, September 25th at 7 p.m. in the auditorium at Tri-Rivers Career Center, the Dr. Sawyer's Sanatoriums, Volume 2. Okay, this will take place at Tri-Rivers this evening at 7 p.m. It says, please come and join us for a program. The newly released book will be on sale during the evening, and author Randy Winland will be happy to sign your copy. So it's the author. He's going to be there with his book, The Doctor's Sawyer Sanatorium. So if you can, try to make it to Tri-Rivers this evening at 7 p.m. Okay, now on the 26th, which is tomorrow, there will be a historical marker placed at Sawyer Sanatorium at White Oaks Farm at Sawyer Ludwig Park, 1313 White Oaks Road, Marion, Ohio. This takes place Friday, September the 26th at 5 p.m. The entire community is invited to both events. Okay, this will be a dedication of the Ohio Historical Marker. Dr. Sawyer's Sanatoriums, Volume 1 and 2 history books will be available for purchase also that day. So mark your calendars or, you know, put it on your phone. These two events, one today and one tomorrow. This event, all these are sponsored by the Marion County Historical Society. The next is Meet and Dine with the Presidents of the United States of America. And all occasions, catering, and banquet facility. This will take place at 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio. The date of that event is November the 1st of 2025, beginning at 4:30 until 7:30 p.m. They will have people dressed up like presidents and first ladies during their time of, you know, that they serve the public. So there's $42 for VIP seating, and there's no child price for VIP. Okay, $38 for general seating, $20 for general seating for children 5 to 12. Reservations for this November event must be made by Friday, October 17th of 2025. So there will be presidents featured there or in costume there. President Taft, Wilson, Roosevelt, Jefferson, Madison, Jackson, Van Buren, Taylor, U.S. Grant, Chester Arthur, Harrison, Roosevelt, Harding, Hoover, Truman, all these presidents will be featured there. And also Colonel Edmund W. Starling, White House Secret Service agent from 1914 to 1943, and he served Woodrow Wilson, Warren G. Harding, Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, and Franklin D. Roosevelt. Also, special guest speaker, Marianna Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States, from March 1994 through January the 20th, 2001. Not only that, Marianna Withrow will be turning 95, I think it's October the 2nd. So let us begin to wish Marianna Withrow, who is with us in the city of Marion, Ohio, where she started to serve the public, a very happy, safe, prosperous, healthy 95th birthday. Wouldn't it be nice if all of us could live that long? I think it would be. And still on our feet? She's still driving herself around? I mean, oh my. What a blessing. Okay, it says seating is limited. Please order your tickets early. Now, Heritage Hall is known as the Marion County Historical Society. If you don't know where that is, it's located at 169 East Church Street, right on the corner. Or you can call, if you want tickets, 740-387-4255. Okay? Okay, and the dinner will be based on whatever was being served during the reign of some of these presidents. So that should be very interesting. But I think, well, food is food, so everything should be good. Because I intend on being there. Be my first time, but I'm so interested in how it's going to go. And wow, maybe I could put on something like vintage to wear. And I don't know about some of you, but I just been kind of thinking, what can I wear to something that's going to represent like the 1800s, 1700s, early 1900s, and, you know, feel good about it. Because they're going to be in their garb, you know. Right. Okay. All right. Now, when I, Lord bless and say the same, when I do return after this Thursday, it will be October. So I'm going to give you a little view of October. The word octo, meaning eight, because this has been the eighth month of the early Roman calendar. And it's titled, Why Do Leaves Change Color? Nature is so fascinating. Did you know that the vivid colors of fall leaves were actually there all summer? Just masked by green, or that the main reason that the leaves change color is not due to changing weather. Enjoy some natural fun about what causes leaves to change color. The main reason for the eye-popping color change is not autumn's chilly weather, but sunlight, or rather the lack of daylight. Day and night are roughly equal in length on the autumnal equinox in late September, but afterwards nights are growing longer and days shorter. As the autumn days shrink, the reduced daylight tells the deciduous plants that it's time to stop gathering energy and get ready for the dormant season winter. Isn't that great how nature talks to nature and tells it what to do? And it just does what it's supposed to do, right? It'd be nice if we could do what we're supposed to do. All leaves have different types of chemicals in them. One of these chemicals, chlorophyll, is responsible for absorbing sunlight and gives leaves their green color. The chemical changes begin to take place inside the plant. It causes a corky wall of cells called the abscission zone to form between the twig and the leaf stalk. This corky wall eventually causes the leaf to drop off in the breeze. As the corky cells multiply, they begin to seal off the vessels that supply the leaf with nutrients, the water, and also block the exit vessels to some extent, trapping simple sugars in the leaves. The combination of reduced light, lack of nutrients, and less water triggers the trees to start the process of breaking down the chlorophyll, and the green color fades. Because the green color was masking other color pigments, we start to see the yellows and reds showing through, and you see leaves change colors. Of course, not all leaves turn vivid colors in autumn. Only a few of our many species of deciduous trees, notably maple, aspen, birch, oak, and gum trees. Wow, gum tree. Where's that tree at? What does that tree look like? I guess you can just walk up to that and pull off the bark and chew it. I've heard that before. Is that true? Wow. Where are they located? Produce truly stellar performances for our annual autumn spectacular in North America. Okay. So that's just a little synopsis or some knowledge. Maybe you knew, maybe you didn't know. I mean, some things I'm not sure of or didn't know. I just know it happens, right? Or the science behind it. Color could deter insect pests from feeding on leaves, or that red attract birds that feed on and spread the tree's fruit. However, another interesting theory is that the red pigment acts as a sort of sunscreen for the leaves, staving off damage from bright autumn sunlight and allowing the leaves to stay on the tree for longer than they would if they were to remain green or even yellow. Sugar trapped in autumn leaves by the corky wall is largely responsible for the vividness of the colors. Some additional, I can't say it, I'm not going to try, but it's A-N-T-H-O, anthocyanins are also manufactured by sunlight acting on the trapped sugar. This is why fall foliage is so sparkling after several bright fall days and more muted during rainy spells. Finally, in autumn, carries on leaves begin to turn brown once all their nutrients are reabsorbed by the tree. The brown color is the result of the leftover tannins, a chemical that exists in many leaves, especially oaks. Well, you know, we've had a season of drought, not much rain, but a lot of trees were already brown. The leaves were brown, falling on the ground and just crunchy and just disintegrating under your, like if you're walking on the leaves under your feet. And it's like, wow, I don't ever remember experiencing that. Even at the last of the leaves on the ground and they're brown, they did retain some moisture in them, but these leaves had no moisture. Excuse me. And because of the heat, the drought, we may have a delay in our leaves turning those beautiful colors. I hope that doesn't happen, but they say that it will happen, and it does happen. Okay, now we're moving on. I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled First Thought. That first thought when you first open your eyes up in the morning should be, although this is not based on that, should be, thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day. That's just for me personally. We're going to call this the first thought after that thought, right? Each morning before I begin the journey of my day, let me sit still in silence and sow the seed of peace. Peace is harmony and balance. Peace is freedom. Freedom from the burden of negativity and wastefulness. Let peace find its home within me. Let peace find its home within you. Peace is my original strength, my external tranquility of being. Let my first thought of the day, after the thought of saying thank you, Jesus, for another day, simply be peaceful. We need peace in our world today. Individual peace. We can't control what's going on in the world today. But we have a choice of how we are going to live our lives. Whether in turmoil, or whether in hatred, whether in strife, anxiety, we need peace individually. I need peace within me. I can't function until I find my peace. And you can't, once you find your peace, keep your peace. Don't let anyone steal your peace. And hey, the enemy, he comes and he'll use other people to try to steal your peace and take it away from you. Yes, as we see the things going on in the world today, we get agitated, we get nervous, we even get spirit of fear and anxiety, and because we don't know what's going to happen next in our world that we live in. We don't know. And it would be nice if we did know, but we don't know. And when we think things are going to be going well, something else terribly happens that we had no control over at all. But we can have control with the help of the Lord within ourselves. We can choose peace. We can choose love. We can choose compassion. We can choose empathy for other people. We can choose doing the right thing, saying the right thing, going to the right places, friends, the right kind of friends that love peace too. You know, some of us have those friends that really get us agitated and really getting us going and pumped up. Well, what do you think about this? I don't like this, and this shouldn't have happened, you know. Hey, well, join me in my hate. No. Join me in my love. Which the Lord says, love your neighbor as thyself. Then one of the disciples said, well, who is my neighbor? You know, you have neighbors right next door to you, in front of you, behind you, maybe in your block. But your neighbor is people that you encounter and meet each and every day. Those are your neighbors. I'm your neighbor. You're my neighbor. It matters how we treat them. God has left us two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. The second, love thy neighbor as thyself. That's how we get peace. By making the choice of not hating or criticizing or degrading people, making them feel less. Because we're no better. You're no better. I'm no better than the next man or woman. We're just not better. We all came from God. We all were created equal in His eyesight. And you have to find peace in that. You have to find peace in that. Peace. Let's see what the Lord says about peace. I know He did say, I will give you my peace. Not as the world give you peace, but as I give you peace. But I am going to type this out right now because I want to know what See, I did not know what I was going to talk about until I got here. Wow. So it wasn't preconceived, okay? You know, sometimes I heard this yesterday that a lot of people think that the Lord was too nice, too soft. And they don't even consider Him as a contender for some of the world leaders that we have today. Because of His compassion, because of His empathy, because of His love for His neighbors, for all people, the downtrodden, the sick, the fatherless, the motherless, the widows. Jesus had compassion for them. And wanted to do all that He could to help them. And if we want to be Christ-like and show the fruit of being Christ-like, then we need to take on Christ's character. It says here, the Bible contains verses that bring peace. Amid struggles and worries and fears, if we ask God, He promises us His peace that passes all understanding. When we take time to step back from the pressure of life and come into the presence of God, we can speak promises of hope and comfort over our circumstances. Don't we need that right now? To be able to speak hope and comfort over our circumstances. And our hope is in Christ. It's the best hope that we will ever have. It's in Him. And in trusting in Him brings us comfort and peace. No matter where we are, no matter what we have encountered, no matter what is coming in the future. You can be disturbed. Now, I'm not going to say we're perfect and we can't be disturbed by some things that do happen on the earth, because we can. It says, okay, you can use Bible verses about peace for meditation when you feel overwhelmed and do not know the next step to take. Take time out. Take a deep breath. Take two or three if you need to, and just say, Lord, give me peace. I need your peace right now. I need it. That's what He's there for, to help you when you need Him. Wow. Take time out. Step back, away from everything, till you get your peace. So I'm going to give you a few scriptures here. If you have pencil and paper, you can write them down. I mean, John 16 and 33, it says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. And if we did not ever know that before, we know that now, because we are in trying, testing times right now. And it's very, very, tribulational. But take heart, Jesus says, I have overcome the world. And people say, well, the Christian's going to be raptured up. They will not be here. Just like what? 2 days ago? The rapture? No. The rapture is going to happen immediately after tribulation. That means if you're alive during tribulation, when it gets really, 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 really bad, you're going to be here. And if you have passed on immediately after tribulation, the first resurrection of the dead will rise. Then those who are alive and remain will be caught up altogether. Altogether we will go up and meet Christ in the air. Why? Because He will have cracked that sky open and on His way back. That's when we will be caught up to meet Him in the air. You know, that is a myth and a great deception that has been carried down through many, many years. If you don't believe me, you have to look it up in your Bible. Matthew 24, go through step by step. Jesus gave us step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept, what will happen before He returns. Because His disciples asked Him. They thought all these things were going to happen in their day. But Jesus said, number one, be not deceived. We live in deception. God does not want us to be deceived. He does not want us to. He doesn't even want you to want to miss the great event in history of mankind. And that is the return of Jesus Christ. Because it says in Revelation 1, every eye will see me. And if you're already raptured up, how are you going to see Him? You will experience that great and marvelous and glorious day of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's return. But, you know, I think about how He led Moses and the Israelites through the wilderness for 40 years. Their shoes didn't even wear out. They had on the same shoes for 40 years. God took care of them. It rained manna every day, bread from heaven. He took care of them through it all. So we can't be upset about that, okay? We can't doubt God. We have to believe Him, and we have to believe His word, okay? Peace. And this one said that it, let me see, let me move on to the next one. I don't know, that came out, but that's what I believe. That's what I believe the scripture is telling me, that immediately after tribulation, Christ will return and we will be caught up to meet him. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and every way. The Lord be with you all. So we can have peace in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of tribulation, in the midst of uncertainty, in the midst of deception. We can have peace and we can have the truth, because Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. He told us those things because we need those things. We need to put these things in our memory bank and in the forefront of our minds, that he is peace. He is the way, the truth, and the life. If we don't have God's truth, how are we going to be caught up to meet him in peace and in love if we don't believe him and what he says in his word? Not what some theologian thought up of, or somebody who, Darby was his name, or he thought that he was going to start this new religion of his own. And then people just put all kind of stuff up there, but it does not take away the power and the strength of God's word himself. Nothing should. That is your truth. Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. So if your mind is on Christ all the time, that means you trust in him. You lean on him. You depend on him. You rely on him. Because you know that your life is in his hands. Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. So if you have all this peace in you, then you're considered a peacemaker, because you're going to exuberate peace to other people. Oh, she has such a peaceful spirit. Oh, he's so nice and kind. Peace. They have peace. That's the only way you can be nice and kind. That's the only way you can be forgiving. That's the only way that you can be not just forgiving, but loving, forgiving, empathetic toward people, empathy, compassion for them. You have peace yourself. John 14:27, Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Peace I leave with you. He was on his way out to be crucified, killed, buried in the earth for 3 days. And on the third day, he was resurrected to life. Walked the earth for 40 days and ascended up into heaven, where men saw him go up. Many. And two angels appeared and said, why are you gazing up? That same Jesus you saw ascend will descend in like manner when he returns. Okay. Like he says, let not your hearts be troubled, neither let your heart nor you be afraid. And that was John 14:27. This is Romans 12:18. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Because if you have peace, you're going to live peaceably with other people. Right? Right. Because you're peaceful, you act peaceful, you speak peaceful, you walk like you have peace, and you have assurance that you do have peace. You have assurance that you have the Prince of Peace, who is Christ himself, right? Yes. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Don't cover it up or try to squash it down and try to put on this other facade like you're angry, you're upset. And we can be angry, but God says you can be angry, but sin not. Sin not because you're angry. Sin not because something happened that you have no control over, nor anyone else did, and now you're upset and you want to tear up everything that's good around you. Or dismiss God and say, well, how did the Lord have let this happen? Things happen every day we have no control over. Jesus, help us, God, to hold on to you and who you are. Help us through times of conflict and distress. In these last days, I have to say last days because these are the last days that Christ talked about. Matthew 24, what will be the sign of your coming? It's all in there. Men will be lovers of themselves and they will hate. They will not care about other mankind. So some of us got to have some peace in us. Some of us has to have love in us, compassion, empathy. Some of us just have to have it. Have to. Because we don't want to be as the world. We don't want to mimic them. We want to mimic Christ. We want to mimic being Christ-like. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. To which also you are called to be peaceful. Called in one body, and be ye thankful. You're called to that in one body, and be ye thankful. Colossians 3:15. The summation of all this, the best thing you can do when you are filled with anxiety and worry is to find a quiet place to pray. Read your Bibles, scriptures, and listen to encouraging worship music. God wants you to have a life lived to the fullest, and that includes definitely number one, being at peace by having the Prince of Peace as your guide, as your Lord, as your master, ruler of your life. You experience the peace of God when you come to Him in humility. Humble yourself, lower yourself, realize without Him you are nothing. Realize without Him you can do nothing. You can't help anyone else, not really, if you don't have peace. All you can do is make the situation worse. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to make the situation worse. We want to make the situation better. We want to help. We want to know how to help calm other people down when they are at their wits' end and they have all this anxiety going on. Someone has to have peace, common sense. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are called in one body, the body of Christ, and be you thankful. Colossians 3:15. You experience the peace of God when you come to Him in humility, lowering yourself, your expectations, put all these things on Christ, surrender everything to Christ, and it will help you be humble. You won't be trying to hold on to anything of your own, because you know, we as people, we think we're just so prideful and that we are so strong and we can just do so much on our own, and we cannot. Things just do not work out the way that we want them to when we do things without Christ. Come to Him in humility and accept the blessings He wants for you through Jesus Christ. See? He wants blessings for you. But you got to be at peace. You got to give him, like they say, give him the will. Let him drive, not you. Not your will and your emotions and not your way, but his will, his way, his peace, his comfort, his direction. And guess what? It leaves us a prayer. And it says, Dear Lord, great healer, because he is a healer. I know him as a healer. He's healed me so many times. I mean, testimony after testimony I could give you. And he even healed me of lung cancer. One of the deadliest forms of lung cancer that you could have. He healed me of it just by surgery. No radiation. No chemotherapy. But it was a miracle. That's all I can say. It was a miracle. Because even the doctors, the cancer doctors, did not give me any expectation of life beyond 2 years. With radiation, chemotherapy, or without it. So what was I going to do? I was believing God for a miracle. I said, Lord, if you give me a miracle, I'll walk with it the rest of my life, the rest of my days. I will tell the world that you are a healer and that you healed me. And that was in 2001. What is this, 2025? Oh, I'm telling you, God is a healer. And the word or name for God is healer is Exodus 15 and 26. And he is called Jehovah Rapha. I am the God who heals you. So if you're healed, you have peace. Isn't that nice to know that peace also helps heal you on the inside and in your mind? Wow, who would have thought of that? Great. Great stuff this morning. Great, great stuff. Again, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our great healer, Jehovah Rapha. I need your peace and healing in my life. Grant me both so that I may take heart and face the trials set before me. Help me to press on in the race of life so that I may have the victory. Amen. Amen. All the verses that we read reminds us that true peace comes from God and that we can find comfort, we can find strength in Him through prayer and faith. We can experience the peace that surpasses all understanding, even amidst chaos and uncertainty. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice of full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind, the mind of Christ. Live in peace within yourself and those around you, those you encounter and meet every day, your neighbors. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. What more comfort and assurance do we need than to know that Christ will be with us through it all? He that endures till the end shall be saved. So don't give up hope. Don't give up life. And please don't give up on Christ. Stay with him. If you don't know him, I pray that you begin to know him. I pray that you pick up your Bibles. I pray that you start reading in the book of John, St. John, and get to know Christ. and let him lead you and guide you and draw you closer to him so that you can know him and be saved and have a life of peace. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Thank you once again for listening to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Have a safe and happy weekend. I will be back on at 11:15 if you want to stick around for the next hour. I would appreciate that. I would appreciate you sharing with other people about A Voice of a People on WGH Talk. Till next time, be blessed. Have a nice weekend. Thank you.